This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Federal Reserve took dramatic action against inflation on Wednesday, announcing the largest interest rate hike in 28 years as the central bank struggles to regain control over soaring consumer prices. The Fed raised its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point. That's the biggest hike since 1994. That follows a 0.25 point increase in March and a 0.5 point jump in May. Wednesday's 0.75 point hike brings the federal funds rate to between 1.5% and 1.75%. By sharply raising interest rates, the Fed hopes to tamp down consumer demand, which has overwhelmed supply, driving prices up. Consumer prices were up 8.6% from just a year ago. The increase reflects not only rising costs for gasoline and groceries, but also for rent and airfares and a wide range of services. Montana Supreme Court justices have unanimously denied a request from Montana's Republican Secretary of State to disqualify themselves in a case related to how justices are elected. Republican legislators passed a law last year to put to the voters in this fall's election the question of electing state Supreme Court justices by district. It's one of several efforts by a Republican majority legislature to alter the selection of judges in the state. In March, a Bozeman judge found the new law unconstitutional. The judge found that electing justices by district instead of the at-large approach would require an amendment to the state constitution, which is not the route the new law proposed. In 2012, the state Supreme Court had a similar case before it. Tuesday's ruling noted that in that case, the court concluded that the fact that the justices could potentially run for re-election did not establish that their impartiality might reasonably be questioned. The court thus concluded that recusal was not warranted. Tuesday's Supreme Court's order went on to say that the potential that any given member of this court could seek re-election and the potential that a district judge called in to substitute also could decide to run for the Supreme Court meant that no judge in this state, indeed no otherwise qualified person with the potential to run for Supreme Court justice, could sit on the case, according to the filing. That reality, the court wrote, invokes the rule of necessity. That rule is in Montana's Code of Judicial Conduct. Yellowstone National Park evacuated thousands of visitors this week after massive flooding damaged roads, knocked out electricity, and prompted the park to close. Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Cam Shawley outlined in a press conference evacuation efforts, damage to park infrastructure, and the possibility of timed entries or a reservation system when the southern part of the park reopens. The park estimates it moved every visitor out of the park in a 24-hour period, evacuating at least 10,000 people. There were still a handful of backcountry visitors who were making their way out. The park is in contact with them and knows their whereabouts based on their backcountry permits. It's unlikely the road from Gardner to Cook City will reopen this season. Flooding caused severe damage. Shawley said the southern loop could open relatively soon, while the northern loop would take a considerable amount of time to reopen. Mammoth Hot Springs and the canyon and lake areas have been without power since Monday. The sewer and water system that runs from Mammoth to Gardner was also severely damaged. In the northern part of the park, in places where a river or stream caused mass erosion, Shawley said it was likely the river potentially changed its course permanently. This is not going to be an easy rebuild, he said. The Gallatin River didn't crest and flood to the extent that other area rivers did in the past few days, so Gallatin County was luckier than some, escaping the worst impacts from this week's flooding, but it did not escape unscathed. The Gallatin River at Gallatin Gateway peaked on Monday night. Water levels fell on Tuesday, but the Gallatin River at Logan was expected to peak Tuesday evening, and the surrounding area will be in a minor flood stage Wednesday and on. Gallatin County has closed a handful of bridges and roads because of the flooding, including the Williams Bridge, which Gallatin County Emergency Management says is now unusable and will have to be replaced once flooding recedes. The county also closed a stretch of Axtell Gateway Road between Axtell Anthony Road and Gateway South Road on Tuesday morning. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.